Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Halfway through the week. This one's going quick, man.
Yeah, it's been a good week so far.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, that little bit of rain helped, too.
I liked it raining. It allowed me to take a guilt-free nap. I love guilt-free naps. I hate when I get up and it's like 23 outside. You're like, oh, I just wasted the day.
We live like toddlers, you guys. We have our afternoon naps because we get up so early. And when it's nice and sunny out, you're right. There's this guilt that comes over you like, well, everybody else at work right now would want me to take advantage of this time. So you feel like you need to be outside doing something when really you should be sleeping. Because yesterday, man, I had a full-blown meltdown last night. Like, my body was just like, Chad, you're done. I've been doing yard work for the last 3 days. So my body was just like, you're done. You need to sleep. So it was just like, shut down now.
You know what's funny about our lives? We start in diapers. We end in diapers. We start early on. Not
I wear diapers now.
We start sometimes at sporting and concerts.
Yeah.
Sporting events and concerts. We start fighting our parents over naps.
Mm.
And then we want to have naps. We don't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock when we're younger. And by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you get older, you're like, I'm done.
Right.
Right? It's funny our life's
in high school, all you want is to go out and have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
And then later on in life, the last thing you want to do is go out and have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
It's just like, how can I get out of this one?
It's funny you say that because my buddy the other day, he's like, yeah, my buddies want me to go out. It's the last thing I want to do.
Oh, I know. Going out is such a process for me.
Can you imagine? But back when Chad McDonald or Michael Ball was 22, we're like, I can't wait for this shift to be over. I got to get some booze in me. We got to get going.
Or in high school, do I really have to be in at 10? Like, come on. I could stay out later than that, right?
Yeah.
And now it's just like, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock. What the am I Tommy Lee? Why am I up so late?
Honey, we got to get home. Tomorrow's going to come early.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Real quick, I like this podcast because it gives us a whole new audience, but a lot of great listeners online.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to the stream at thewolfrocks.com, so I just want to give some shouts out to friends of ours, of course, Glenn from Tempe, Arizona.
He's donated to our children's hospital.
He has, and I went down to Tempe this winter.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful town. I love Tempe. Yeah. It's a lot of fun there. So, Glenn, you've got a great place to live.
Howard called in from New York, and we thought it was a rigged call.
I thought it was a prank call.
Jerking us around, but he was legitimately trying to get the Bee Gees playing the Wolf. I know we've opened up our playlist, but not quite that much there, Howard, but thanks for listening all the same.
And also a listener from Cleveland. Dave, this morning.
Yeah, Dave, a salesman. He's in the linen business, linen supply business.
Right.
So he was walking by, and it looked like he wanted to get into the building, and then he had that Ohio accent. He said, I listen to you guys when I'm back home, so I wanted to check you out live here when I come down here, so it's good.
Is linen business, is that money laundering?
No, I could be out of...
Maybe that was a nice way to say, hey, I'm in the linen business.
You radio guys need some help.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So do celebrities nowadays get paid more than they did in the past? Like, I'm not sure how this all works with inflation, but it seems like they are making crazy amounts of money.
Well, social media helps them out. Now, Daniel Craig from Bond 25 in 2019 is going to be paid $25 million.
Ooh.
Dwayne Johnson from Red Notice in 2020 is going to get $22 million. Vin Diesel, Fate of the Furious in 2017, got $20
million. What?
Yes.
Vin Diesel?
That's like...
Got how much?
$20 million. That's like $5 million a word for him. Yeah.
$5 million a grunt.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't even think he says words.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway in 2020 for the movie Barbie is going to get $15 million. Jennifer Lawrence for Red Sparrow this year, $15 million.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
All the high-paid actors.
Yeah.
They're all men.
Except for, well, the last two were...
That's like $10 million below what Daniel Craig was getting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good point. Actually, a really good point.
See? That glass ceiling. It's now, garbage.
Now, check this out. Here's how things have evolved in 20 years. The Rock asks for an additional fee of $1 million to talk about the movie on social media. And that might be worth it because he has 105 million Instagram followers and 57 million followers on Facebook for The Rock. He definitely is the most charismatic guy out
and
there.
And if Kendall Jenner's getting $1 million a post on social media, then The Rock should get that.
Talking about movies here, after years of talk, Chad, it's finally official. A third Bill and Ted is happening.
Oh, thank God.
Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will be back as Ted Theodore Logan and Bill S. Preston Esquire. The running theme of Bill and Ted movies is that in the distant future, their music saves the world and is the basis of all human existence or something like
God
that.
God gave rock and roll to... Yeah, for sure.
The problem is they kind of suck. In the third movie, they're middle-aged...
No, they don't. They're great, dude. Oh, what are you talking about?
They kind of suck.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Journey with George Carlin? That is a great movie.
No, the movie
Focus
is...
Journey, that's borderline.
The movie is, but they kind of... No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
What don't you like about them?
I don't know.
It's not a criticism. What don't you like? Name one thing.
I don't know. There are movies that the hype exceeds what it is.
The hype?
The hype for the movies exceeds what it was. I don't know.
The last time these movies were friggin' hyped was when?
89 and 91.
Right. Oh, that hype back then was
when
they would have Tommy on the corner. Hey, X3, read all about it. New Bill and Ted movie out today.
X3. What the hell's that? X3. That's good. I like that. Hey, and I got to give you one more celebrity nugget, okay?
You really don't, but
no,
go ahead.
No, Jane Fonda, who, by the way, Jane Fonda, Raquel Welch, couple of old cougars that really have stood the test of time.
Sabretooths.
Okay. She's not dating anymore, she says. Quote, but I did up until a couple of years ago. I'm 80. I've closed up shop down there. That's what Jane Fonda says. So her lady parts are off the market at 80.
And I'm going to go try and think of something totally different right now. Thank you.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It is Teacher Appreciation Week, mm-hmm. and this morning we had tickets to give away to Jimmy Carr, which honestly is going to be a great show next week, so if you can buy tickets to the show, go. It'll be worth the time. Tristan Wyatt called in this morning, and we played a little teacher trivia with him, but we asked him who his favorite teacher was.
I had a biology lab prof, U of R, that was pretty top-notch, Lori Lintott.
Lori Lintott?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. I guess we forget about the professors at the universities and things like that, but it's kind of almost like, screw them. You pay $30,000 a year to go there.
That's what it feels like. That's a pay in your wage. That's what it feels like. Okay, so you have to tell us whether these celebrities were teachers or not, okay? Yes or BS is the game. Here we go, Tristan, all right?
Okay.
All right. Gene Simmons from Kiss. Was he a teacher? Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes, he was. Before
really?
Kiss got started in the 70s, he was a sixth grade teacher in Harlem.
That is scary.
He also worked in a deli for a while, so yeah, there you go.
Huh.
So you're off to a good start. You got to get two more right. Whoopi Goldberg, was she a teacher? Yes or BS?
Yes.
No, she was a bricklayer.
Really?
And also worked in a mortuary. So no, she wasn't.
Ugh.
Mr. T, I pity the fool. Was he a teacher? Yes or BS?
Let's go yes.
Yes. He was a bouncer, bodyguard, and gym teacher in Chicago in the mid-70s, and then Sylvester Stallone saw him on World's Toughest Bouncer.
Oh, really?
That's how he was spotted, yeah.
As is Mr. D, Jerry D, friend of our show.
Yeah,
he was a teacher.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he
Not to be confused with Mr. T.
You know who else was a teacher, Tristan?
Who?
The one and only Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy was a school teacher, and then he went on to other bigger things.
He liked the was he big into oral dictation?
I believe later on he was heavily involved in oral dictation.
Okay. And last but not least, Kanye West, was he a teacher? Yes or BS?
Yes.
No,
BS.
Whatever,
no.
Tristan. We're giving you the tickets to
matter.
Jimmy Carr anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Could you imagine if Kanye was a teacher?
Well, he wouldn't be teaching American history, at least the slavery portion.
Oh, yeah.
Feel sorry for his students.
Anyway, we need a wolf howl from you, buddy.
Oh!
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Great choices for the Plaza of Honor inductees this year. Two good ones going in.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be Jim Hopson, president of the Riders from 2005 to 2015. He was in charge of a team that won a Grey Cup in 2007, lost when we should have won in 2009. We were the 13th man, Kavis Reid, thanks a lot. Yeah. 2010, we lost. And then we won one, the biggest one probably in team history, right here on home turf in 2013. He presided over all of those. So he should go into the plaza, as should John Terry, a very good offensive lineman who played for the Riders in some pretty tough times. We went to the Grey Cup in 97 with him on the roster, but there were some tough times in there, but he was a definite mainstay in the offensive line. But where I have a bone of contention, I think right now the minimum requirement, as I see it, is 3 years to get in. Yeah. And I've heard they've talked about it being a five-year minimum to get into the Ryder Plaza of Honor. Now, in the 31 years, they've inducted 127 guys. It'll be 129 here after this year, August 19th. Now, does that not seem ridiculous to you? If Chad McDonald was the quarterback of the Riders and he won four Grey Cups in a row, but he didn't stay for the fifth year, he wouldn't be able to be in the Ryder Plaza of Honor? Kerry Joseph quarterback the Riders to a Grey Cup in 2007. Yes, he didn't have a great game in 2007, but he got us there. Do you remember the Labor Day Classic game here when he ran in for a touchdown to beat the Blue Bombers? One of the biggest plays in Riders history.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, so this guy leads us to a Grey Cup. By the way, Chad, I know you don't know much about sports, but how many Grey Cups have the Riders won in 108 years?
We have won four.
Four. So he's won a quarter of the Grey Cups as our starting quarterback. And that same year, he was the most outstanding player, and only one other player in Rider history has done that. Have you heard of him? Ron Lancaster.
Yeah.
So how this guy is not eligible for the Ryder Plaza of Honor is absolutely ridiculous. And Brad from Moose Jaw concurs. He texts in and says, I know I'm jumping ahead, but the committee is garbage in making new rules to keep Kerry Joseph out. After that 2007 season, Ryder Nation changed forever, largely due to Kerry. Yeah, four Grey Cups in 108 years. He won one of them. Give me a break.
Do you think they're intentionally trying to keep Kerry Joseph out?
No.
Why would they do that?
They wouldn't.
Well,
but
that's what he makes it sound
that's
like.
What I mean, that's what it does kind of feel like. How about Corey Sheets? I think he was here for, what, 1 year? Then he went to the NFL, got hurt, never was able to come back. He played one of the biggest games in Ryder history. He was the Grey Cup MVP here. He had over 200 yards rushing in the Grey Cup. How isn't he in the plaza?
Why do they have that time rule? I don't understand why you have to be a Ryder for even 3 years now to be considered for Plaza of Honor. Like, as soon as you're on the payroll, you should be eligible. If you play one game and it happens to be the Grey Cup and you end up being the most outstanding player for some Rudy kind of situation, you should be in available for, like, I don't understand.
For a Rudy situation, I like that. I do too. Well, how about this? This guy's not in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Paul Henderson. Didn't have a great career, but scored arguably the biggest goal in Canadian history in the 1972 Summit Series. Shouldn't he be in the Hall of Fame? Under your standards, he should be, and I think he should be. He scored one of the biggest goals in Canadian hockey history. Yeah. He should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
And he was in a great movie with that hairy guy. Wasn't he? Or am I wrong?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know me. I've been an avid basher of scalpers. I don't like anybody who buys tickets for a show with the intention of turning around to make money. That, to me, is disgusting because it keeps hardcore fans out of shows. And it leads to a lot of empty seats because a lot of these scalpers will buy tickets and they get so hung up on making money off of it that they'll hang on to them to the last minute and they just burn them. It's disgusting. But I'm not a big fan of what Ticketmaster and Live Nation are teaming up to do.
Yeah, they're right now in the works trying to work out the kinks for facial recognition. Okay? At the venue, the only proof of purchase you'll need to bring is your face. No ticket necessary. Now, that seems like a massive invasion of privacy, but it could be the future.
So, I guess you'll need to register before you purchase your tickets in some sort of database with your picture.
I guess so.
And then they'll have some sort of scanner when you walk in that recognizes your face, and you won't need to bring a ticket with you. Now, that sounds convenient.
Don't see any bugs there. There's no problem with technology.
Yeah, right. What happens if you're buying tickets for a family member? You're buying a ticket because it's usually one person that buys the group of tickets. So do you have to submit pictures of all your friends that you're taking?
You might have to.
Or
I don't know how that would work.
What happens if you can't make the show? If something happens and you just want to turn around and sell your tickets at face value so you don't lose all your money on it?
Get explosive diarrhea or something like that.
That could happen.
It so sure could.
What do you do in that situation?
I think you got to, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe that's the kinks they're working out. And it does seem like a big invasion of privacy.
Do you scalp tickets? Have you ever done it?
Yeah, but not. I didn't do it for money. Like, I bought tickets and couldn't go.
Well,
you know,
that's the idea of scalping tickets. Scalping tickets is to make money. Did you make money off of purchasing tickets?
Actually, to be quite honest with you, the last tickets I gave up, this is a true story. I bought tickets to Guns N' Roses for my son. We went to the show.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting an upgrade with Alan over at Mako, and I sat in his box. So I had two extra tickets, and I wanted to park somewhere to park. So Rob, our copywriter, lives by the stadium. He said I could park at his place. I paid him $20 and I gave him Guns N' Roses tickets, and I didn't even take any money.
Well, that was a dumb move.
That was a dumb move. I'm not good that way.
I don't like the idea of scalping tickets, but I do understand when people say, the only argument I get is when they say, I bought the tickets, they are my property, I can do with them what I want.
Right, free market. Hey, they're doing it now, like at the Blue Jay games. You sell your tickets, you're selling them back to the company that the Blue Jays own, and that company takes a 10% thing on it.
That's not. This has been done by major ticket sellers for the longest time. Now, like, for instance, I remember I bought I got tickets to Muse for Christmas one year, a long time ago.
Right.
Callie bought them for me, and I love Muse, and the show was in Calgary. However, she couldn't go to the show with me. It ended up that I would have been going to the show by myself. I didn't want to go all the way to Calgary to do it, so I didn't. Now, I wanted to sell those tickets. Well, I didn't have the physical tickets. They were just online tickets on my phone. So I had to turn around and sell those tickets back to the online seller, and then they take 10% off the top. So not only do they get the initial fee that you pay for the tickets and all the service, crazy amount of freaking service fees that come along with it, then they take 10% of the profit on top of the resale. So in a sense, they are scalping their own tickets, and they need to look at that themselves.
So then why should it be wrong for you or I if we've got tickets to make money on it? Because they're making money.
And you can't tell me that resellers like StubHub or Vivid Seats do not get some sort of in with these.
Oh, for sure they do. Yeah, absolutely.
There's something that there's even, you know, they may even be owned by certain ticket sellers. Like, it's that blatant.
Collusion.
Whoa. Whoa. We're worrying about the wrong collusion, folks.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Before we go here, I want to go back to Teacher Appreciation Week. I have always thought that teachers are very underappreciated. That, yes, they get 2 months off in summer. But, and a lot of people always go back to that. Well, I'd be happy if I only worked 10 months a year. But those 10 months of the year they work, they're essentially babysitters. It's disgusting the amount of work they need to put in. Then they need to go and coach things.
You got to put in 100 hours of extracurricular activity to get one earned day off. So that's whether it's coaching, SRC, in charge of band. You got to put in 100 hours of extracurricular activity to get one earned day off.
That's true.
True story.
That's disgusting.
True story. True story.
Here, if we put in extra, if we line it up, we get 1 hour. We get matching hours for EDUs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True story.
That's sick, man.
True story.
Why would they even do? I know it's a true story. So why? I'm sorry, but you're fucking saying it 90 times. So why would they
do it?
Yeah. Why would they even do any of that extra stuff?
Because they're a different breed. You know how cops are a different breed, and they run to problems. When we run away from problems, firefighters too. You got to have a certain mentality to do that. They just do it for the kids, man. They do it for the kids. They just love kids, and they love helping kids out, and that's what they love. And they don't get appreciated enough. Mm-hmm. They always get the "my little Johnny wouldn't do that" when you got some punk coming to school not listening to the rules and stuff.
Oh, God.
Like, and you want to smack them, and you can, and their cell phones and all. There's so social media. It is so, just like it's so much tougher to be a student nowadays. Mm. It's way tougher to be a teacher now. You can't have a closed door meeting with the kid now because he's acting up. You got to have him at the back of the class with the door open because, you know what? There'll be made up BS allegations against you. I don't know why anybody in their right mind would want to be a teacher.
And then the stuff the students say about you on social media, like all that crap that you're going to have
to do. My teacher and stuff.
Absolutely. Rate my teacher.
Oh yeah, you can Google "rate my teacher" and it comes up. And she's a great teacher. She's a bitch.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Rate my teacher. Google it.
Oh man, students. I'm sorry, but students.
Yeah.
You don't need a voice. You don't. Not yet.
Don't be bringing them apples. Bring them keg gift cards.
Bring them kegs. Get your parents to go down to the bar, and then they'll say, "Kids, this is why we drink."
Did you have a favorite teacher? I did. Can you name one before we go here?
Yeah, I've actually a couple. I said Mr. Hubert on the show today.
Yeah,
he was my music teacher. He was awesome. Yep. I always loved him. Mr. Renwick was another one of mine. He was one of those no BS kind of teachers. Like he let you know when he was mad at you, but he was always fair. And he was my grade 8 teacher. I think, you know, it's usually the elementary school teachers that kind of really
shape your life.
Yeah. Because they, at that time, they are almost like another parent for you too, right? Like they're more, in high school, you have them for like one period and then that's it, right? You'll have them for like one class and then you're on to the next one. In elementary school, you got them all day. So they are really there with you all day.
My grade 5 teacher, Mr. Monahan, just to do a like paint a word picture for you, looked like Phil Donahue. That's who he looked like. He liked Tic Tacs, white Tic Tacs. He liked Johnny Carson and Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers. And he'd tell you about all those things. So that's what I remember about him.
Yeah. Well, teachers, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you've done. And we really do wish that you would have taught us better.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays, 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.